All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, for the Philadelphia Phillies, their dreams of reaching the playoffs this year will go unfulfilled, as they were eliminated from postseason contention last week. The Phillies will finish fourth in the National League East with a record of 81-81. Now, the Phillies got off to a strong start this year, but they were never able to recover from a stretch in June that saw them go 2-11. You look at the competition in the NL East this year, and it was tough. The Braves won the division. The Washington Nationals reached the postseason as a wild card. The New York Mets finished with a record of 86-76, as they just missed the postseason themselves by three games. And aside from all of that, Philly played one of the toughest schedules in the MLB in the second half of the season. You look at the Philly schedule coming down the stretch here in the month of September. They had a three-game series with the Mets, a pair of series with the Braves, a series with the Boston Red Sox, a series with the Cleveland Indians, and the backbreaker of them all was a five-game set with the Washington Nationals, in which the Phillies were actually swept in that series. Now, Gabe Kapler just wrapped up his second year as the skipper of the Phillies. He's basically a 500 manager. He went 80-82 last year, and the Phillies did overachieve. And this year, the expectations were high, especially after this team went out in the offseason and signed outfielder Bryce Harper. And all of that just to finish one game better in the standings ain't going to cut it. The Phillies didn't have the starting pitching this year. They had a team earned run average of 4.53, which was 11th in the National League, while they only had 56 quality starts. No Phillies pitcher won 15 games this year. We saw at times where the offense struggled. And then, of course, the Phillies brought back former manager Charlie Manuel to be the team's hitting coach, which was not a good sign for Gabe Kapler, especially since Charlie Manuel was a guy who led the Phillies to a World Series title back in 2008. Now, of course, you expect Bryce Harper, Reese Hoskins, and JT Realmuto to be back on this team because this is part of their core right there. And now it's time for Phillies president of baseball operations, rather, Andy McPhail, to go out there and attempt to not only improve this team, but find a way to get them to get back to the postseason. That's a big thing for this Phillies club, as the expectations are there. With that said, going forward, I would be highly, and I mean highly, surprised if Gabe Kapler is the manager for the Phillies come 2020, especially with so many big names out there right now. You look at the Chicago Cubs, who recently moved on from manager Joe Maddon after 5 years. You have Joe Girardi, who's been out there for a couple of years now. And then the Pittsburgh Pirates just decided to move on from Clint Hurdle. And in the case of Maddon and Girardi, both of these guys have a World Series title to their credit. And would Andy McPhail want to make that move in hoping that one of those guys can get his club back to the playoffs? We'll have to wait and see. Clint Hurdle has won every place that he has gone, but I felt like he was a fall guy for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And would he be willing, and would the Phillies be willing to bring him in for an interview and bring him to the eastern part of the state after his recent tenure with the Pittsburgh Pirates? We'll have to wait and see. The Phillies could go in a different direction, like a lot of teams in baseball right now. Young guy, inexperienced, that could just dictate or be dictated to from the general manager. So we'll have to wait and see. But I highly doubt that Gabe Kapler is going to be the guy for the Phillies in 2020. Big time expectations for the Phillies this year. They did not live up to it. And again, when you pay a guy and bring in a guy the magnitude of Bryce Harper, you expect him to get you over the hump, not just improve by one game in the win column. And then the team that he left in the Washington Nationals actually found a way to make the playoffs without him. And remember, the Nationals did not make the postseason this year. I mean, last year. So all in all, this was a disappointing year for the Philadelphia Phillies. It's back to the drawing board for them to see how they can right the ship for 2020. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.